Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, on this Thursday night, August 23rd, 2018, yes, you are once indeed in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, for this night, we are so grateful that God has allowed us to see another day, and we are so grateful for this worldwide ministry and platform. And so right now, I'm asking all listeners, especially for the new listeners, first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word of God tonight. I will be bringing the message again tonight, and it's going to be part two of the topic that we've been talking about the last time that I spoke on the air, bringing forth the message. The topic for tonight is Body of Christ. It's time to do battle in the streets. In other words, street ministry. Once again, we're going to be dealing with the subject matter, part two, Body of Christ. It's time to do battle in the streets, street ministry. So that's, and our main scripture, again, is coming from Luke chapter 14, verse number 23. Again, our main scripture for tonight's subject will be coming from the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 23. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because we will be going through the Word of God on tonight, adding scriptures to this topic that is so important for such a time that we're living in on today. So before we go any further, we're going to open up with prayer, as we always do, and I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God who can hear all of our prayers and cries at the same time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we come once again to give you the honor, glory, and praise that's due your name. Heavenly Father, we know that we are not worthy, but we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, before we ask for anything else, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, and I include my entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are tuned in on tonight. Forgive all of us of all of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray now for those that are, their heads are bowed down in sorrow in the loss of loved ones. I lift up my family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family, in the loss of our beloved Deacon Ben. Everyone calls him Deacon Ben. You know who he is, Heavenly Father. He has made his transition, and we just want to lift that entire family up to you. His niece, Deaconess Marie Mallard, and Deacon Richard Mallard, and the entire family that's connected to him, and also to the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family, in this great loss of our brother in Christ, Deacon Ben. But not only him and that family, Heavenly Father, but all those that have lost loved ones on tonight. And in the past, Heavenly Father, we still lift up all those that are praying on behalf of the Sister Aretha Franklin's family. We want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. And the Duane County Sheriff that was funeralized on today at Greater Grace Temple Church, we want to continue to lift up that family and all those that are suffering in the loss of loved ones, and especially for our law enforcement officers, their families that have been affected all over the country, that have been booby trapped and set up where they come into the different areas and the enemy take their lives with bullets. So we just want to lift up all those families to you, Heavenly Father, because we know that you know all about it, and we know that you are the great comforter. No one can comfort and strengthen anyone like you can. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen every family and all those that are bereaved on tonight, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we want to come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. Again, you know who they are and where they are. We want to especially lift up our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings. We know that you are the healer. We are claiming the victory for him in his upcoming surgery. Heavenly Father, we know that he's going to come out with the victory, and he's going to come out stronger than he was ever before. And not only for our bishop, but for all those that are facing upcoming surgeries, Heavenly Father, or whatever the issue may be, dealing with physical challenges or physical illnesses or sicknesses, Lord, in their bodies. We know that you are the healer, so we just turn them over to you, Lord, and ask that you would move by your spirit, because we know that you have never lost a patient, and you have changed not. You are the same God. You change is not. You cannot fail, lie, nor change. So we just ask that you would move by your spirit, touch every doctor that's assigned to each patient, Lord, and give them the right insight that they will find whatever causing the illness or situation to make your people ill or sick. Heavenly Father, they will be able to correct it, that they will be able to give you the glory, knowing that it was you that healed them through the doctors, but it was you that ultimately gave them the healing. So we just give your name the praise, the glory, and honor in advance for each one of them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray now for those that are listening on tonight. Should they be spiritually blind, Heavenly Father, I pray that something will be said tonight that will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, Heavenly Father, they will come to know live in and walk in and fulfill that God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray that this word will be received in love on tonight. Heavenly Father, because we know that we can do better, and we know that we already have the victory and we have the authority and power through your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the vessels that you have called for us to be, to do battle in the streets, even for such a time as this. So we pray, Lord, that you give us the courage and the holy boldness to stand on your word and declare what you have told us to do, and that we will be doers of your word and not just hearers only. For your name's sake, we pray in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Heavenly Father, for every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry, I pray, Lord, that you will grant them the desires of their hearts. We thank you that you know who they are and where they are, and you are going to meet them at their point of need. Even now, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, and thank you for this worldwide ministry. And we thank you in advance for even enlarging this territory and coast through this worldwide ministry that's going to be advanced for your glory even more. And we declare it all by faith and according to your word that you said that you would grant us the desires of our heart to them that walk upright before you. So it's our prayer, Lord, that you will move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Use me, help me to decrease so that you may increase in me as you use me to deliver your word on tonight for your people and to your people. And not only to your people that's listening, but to myself also. I'm not excluded, but this includes me as well. So I just thank you in advance for what you're going to do through this message on tonight. We give you the glory in advance that we're going to do better according to your word. We're going to be better doers of your word by going into the hedges and highways and compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved before it's too late. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, as Christians, we must stand on. Faith is not believing God can. It is knowing God will. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. As Christians, we must stand on. Faith is not being, is not believing God can. It is knowing God will. Right now, I do not have any announcements for tonight, but I just want to encourage the listeners on tonight. We're all going through something. We're all going through challenges, and we all have issues. And thank God that we have a God that is not like man, and he's a faithful God. He stands on his word, and he keeps his promises to each and every last one of us, and he has no respect of persons. What he's done for one, he would do for others because he loves us all just the same. He do not love sin. He do not love when we sin. He do not love when I sin. But thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that we can be redeemed and restored back to our Heavenly Father and be put back in our right place and relationship with our Heavenly Father and Creator through Jesus Christ. So that's why it's important that we pray and ask God to forgive us of our sins, because he said in his word that all have sinned and come short of his glory, and we do it on a daily basis. So we constantly need to be praying and asking God to forgive us so that we can walk in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for his glory in Jesus' name. But that's the word for tonight. As far as announcements, I do not have any announcements on tonight, but we're going to go right into our music break, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to get right into this word. Part two of Body of Christ, it's time to do battle in the streets ministry. Again, tonight I will be bringing forth the message, and it's going to be part two where we left off from the last time I brought the message. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with me as we go through God's word together on tonight. But in the meantime, we're going to enjoy our beloved sister Aretha Franklin as she renders to us in singing this awesome song, Precious Memories. Enjoy.
Hey girl,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Aren't you glad for the precious memories? Aren't you glad that God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us? So we just give God the praise, we give God the glory, we give God the honor for his promises, and that he is faithful, that he's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his children and his saints, even today. So right now we're going to get into this word, part two of Body of Christ, it's time to do battle in the streets. Talking about street ministries on tonight, part two. Well, again, we're going to look at St. Luke. I hope you have the Bibles. From the King James Version of the Bible in the book of St. Luke. And this is the main scripture for this text. St. topic for tonight. The main scripture comes to us saying, again, in chapter number 14, verse number 23. And it says to us, "And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them," in other words, plead with them, the poor, the blind, the maimed, to plead with them to come in that my house may be filled. The question today, and it still remains the same, why are we not being obedient by fulfilling this great commission from our Lord and Savior to go into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in while they have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins, while they can be saved in Jesus' name? Because if Jesus don't come back first, it has been appointed all unto all of us that wants to die. And after that comes the judgment. So that's why it's important that Christians today, we be about our Heavenly Father's business, and we need to get out into the streets where the people are actually hurting. That is our assignment. That is one of the great commissions from God himself to the body of Christ. So we need to be about our Heavenly Father's business, doing what he have called and commissioned us to do, because we do have the power and we do have the authority, and it's in the name of Jesus to be able to do it. So before we go any further, while you have your Bibles open, please turn to the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 7. This is a scripture that I was really wanted to get into on the last time we were dealing with this subject, talking about street ministry, that I did not get to. I think I read the scripture off to you all, but I did not get a chance to actually read it. But so we're going to go right to this scripture right now, because this is really important, and I don't want to miss this, and I don't want anyone to miss this. So it's found in St. Matthew, chapter number 7, verses number 1 through 5, and it reads as follows, and it's also coming from the King James Version of the Bible, and it says to us, even me, it says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye make you meet, it shall be measured to you again." Verse number 3. "And why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" That's a good question. "Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." And the reason I brought that scripture up, and we're talking about that scripture, is still talking about street ministry, and this is what we're going to get down to, this part of this message for tonight that we did not get a chance to go on into on the last time we were talking about this, and this is so important. And the reason I read that particular scripture in St. Matthew, I personally believe that some Christians today are afraid of being exposed by those whom they once affiliated with while they were yet in the world, before giving their hearts and life over to Jesus Christ, and they became saved in his name. I believe that they feel by doing actual street ministry, they may come across or come in contact with some of those individuals that they ran with while they were in the world, while they were still spiritually blind themselves. Therefore, they opt out and refuse to actually do street ministry. These type of individuals or Christians are failing to realize that when street ministry becomes more effective, when those that are still spiritually blind that you once hung out with and dealt with while or you had a relationship with that individual or those individuals while you too were still blind spiritually and in the world and of the world and doing things of the world and not of God, because you knew not God and you had no relationship or fellowship with Jesus Christ, his son. So these are the type of Christians that needs to realize and know that when we fail to do what we have been called to do because we are afraid of who we may come in contact with that has knowledge of our activities or doings while we were still spiritually blind like they are or were, we need to come out of that fear and let the Lord use us. And this includes me. And I must say that once we get to the point where we do street ministry, because it's a battle, we need to realize that this is a great, awesome commission. And when we see the great, awesome spiritual change that has taken place in your own life, don't you realize that those people that you may have ran with in the world before you became saved, don't you know that they're going to see Jesus Christ in you? So that I believe that that is the reason why some people, not all, some Christians fail to do street ministry. Because, again, they are so afraid they may come in contact with those that they ran with while they were yet unsaved themselves. But they fail to realize that once they became saved, they have the power of God. They have the power of Jesus Christ to do street ministry. If you will only forgive yourself for those that are failing to do street ministry because you're afraid who you may come in contact with, once you have confessed and asked God to forgive you of your sins and you became saved in Jesus' name, then you must forgive yourself for the things that you've done in the world and while you were of the world, while you were still spiritually blind. So that's another trick of the enemy that holds the saints, the Christians back, even today, some Christians, from failing or from fulfilling their God commission by going into the streets and doing street ministry. So once you're saved in Jesus' name and you've been forgiven by God of all your sins and transgressions, you need to forgive yourself. And it's a reminder to myself as well. Forgive yourself and then start fulfilling your God purpose by doing your part in doing street ministry. God will get the glory. So, and some people, some Christians, they fail to do street ministry because they figure that when we go out into the streets, the focus is not going to be on me as an individual, but it's not about us as individuals. It's about us being corporate bodies of believers in Jesus Christ doing what we have been called to do in these last evil days, and that is going into the streets. And the Bible talks about the hedges and the highways, but we're going to bring it up today to talk about street ministry. Even though it's talking about the hedges and the highways back then in the Bible days, they're still the same thing. But again, we're talking about today's world. We're talking about taking it to the streets. Again, this is a spiritual battle. And by doing so, when we actually go into the streets doing actual street ministry, and by doing so, others can be saved in Jesus' name. So that's why it's so important that we actually get out into the streets and do street ministry, that others can be saved in Jesus' name, because we know that it's a trick of the enemy to keep people that are not saved in Jesus' name. It is his job. That's what he does. He wants to keep them spiritually blind. He wants to keep them away from God's people that can impart the word of God into their lives where they can actually hear God speaking through that individual man or woman that God has pointed to speak to that individual that are in the streets that are being used by the enemy. That's what the enemy do not want, because he knows that once that individual receives the word of God and they become saved in Jesus' name after opening their own mouth and confessing their sins and they get saved in Jesus' name, the enemy already know that they're going to use that word. That's why the power is in the word of God. And it's an authority and the power of Jesus Christ. So he knows that once they become saved in Jesus' name, they're going to use that word, the word of God. They're going to use the name of Jesus, and they're going to use it against him. So that's why he is so desperate and so anxious to try to keep all those that are spiritually blind, even today, and trying to keep them that way so that he can have their souls throughout eternity forever. But again, we are failing to do what God has called us to do. Church, the body of Christ today, I must stress this, all churches, all individuals are not exempt from this, because we do have some individuals, we do have some churches that are actually doing street ministries, and they've been doing it for years, not only in the United States, but all across the world. We do have some faithful, committed, humble are doers of God's word that are actually fulfilling the Great Commission by going into the streets and doing battle in the streets and doing street ministry, because we know that it is God. When we go with the power and authority of God and the power and authority of Jesus Christ, and we're being led by the Holy Spirit, we cannot go wrong. We will speak only what God gives us to speak to the individuals that he leads us to. Again, that is where the battle is. It's in the streets, and it's not only in the streets, but it's in the minds of the unbelievers today. So when we actually do street ministries as an individual or corporately as the body of Christ, we must first pray and ask God for his directions. Why? We are dealing, again, in spiritual warfare, and it's going to take the power of God. It's going to take the power of Jesus Christ. It's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost to get through to those individuals that we're going to come in contact with that are still spiritually blind. We do not want to do anything of our own flesh, because if we do it of our own flesh, we're going to mess up, and we can lose those that have the intentions of giving their hearts and lives over to Jesus Christ. If we do it in our flesh, this is going to take the power of God through his Holy Spirit to give us what to say, when to say it, and just how to say it in order for it to be received by those that are spiritually blind. And by the given authority and power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he has given to everyone that is born again in his name, every born-again believer. Yes, even today, do not doubt, don't fear when you are about to do street ministry. Why? We have God's promise. He promised that he will be with us. And we can find that in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Again, Romans chapter 12, verse number 19. We're still dealing with part two of Body of Christ. It's time to do battle in the street ministry. We find in Romans chapter 12, and I'm reading again from the King James Version of the Bible. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 says, God tells us, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. This lets us know, Christians, when we are doing actual street battles, and we're doing it from our hearts, and we're being led by the Holy Spirit, don't worry about what you come up against. And the Bible even talks about, there's a point and a place in the Bible that talks about, if it comes to a point that you don't look in their faces, if that's going to get you to the point where you get the message out, if that's what it takes not to look in the individual's face, don't look in their face, but keep on spreading the word. Keep on speaking what God, the Holy Spirit, has given you to say. Even if you have to close your eyes and say it, open your mouth and say what the Lord told you to say to the people that are in the streets. This lets us know, when we are doing actual battle in the streets, street ministry, we must go out in holy boldness. Again, we must go out in holy boldness, not of our flesh, not of ourselves, knowing if the enemy arise, if he arises up against us, he will fight. God will fight for us. If the enemy come up against you or me while we are actually doing street ministry, while we're doing this battle in the streets, on behalf of God, on behalf of Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, if we are come up against the enemy, or he try to come up against us in any form or any way, we must know that even if he rises up against us, God promised that he will fight for us. So we need to remember that Hebrews chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. I hope you find that real quick. Again, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 30 and 31 reminds us. And verse 30 says to us, for we know him that hath said, we talk about God, he hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, in other words, I will repay, said the Lord. In other words, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. If you come up against the enemy, don't you try to get back at them. You just keep on doing what you do, what God told you to do, just that and that alone, and pray, because God sees it all. You do your part and pray, and then step back and then watch God do what he's going to do, because he promised that vengeance is mine when you are doing the work of the Lord. That's why the word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. That is not only talking about the man of God that actually stands behind the pulpit delivering God's word. That goes for any servant, any Christian that is on the battlefield who is a doer of God's word. That goes and applies toward each one of us. That lets anyone and everyone know that the God says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. The Lord said again, the Lord shall judge his people. In other words, so what if someone has someone you know from your past history have become saved, even if they try to use what they know about you from the past before you became saved, as you are fulfilling your God purpose, doing actual street ministry or ministry within the four walls of the church, it don't matter. Don't stop doing what God called you to do. Again, when you know that you are actually doing what God has called you to do, whether it's actual street ministry or ministry within the four walls of the church, you keep doing what God has ordained for you to do. Don't worry about people. Don't worry about what the enemy is trying to say through people about you. You have been forgiven of all your sins and transgressions. And now, it's important that you forgive yourself. And once you forgive yourself, then you can move forward in doing what God has called you to do. That includes me. And by going into the streets and doing battle and doing street ministry today, people of God, can't we see that people are hurting today like never before? The enemy is he has no shame. We see now, even in other countries, even including Canada, where violence is breaking out. There was once a time where we rarely heard of any violence ever being done over in Canada. But lately, we see violence. It's the same type of violence that's being done in the United States and across the world, even over in Canada, across the river. It's the same type of things are happening there now. So it is high time for the body of Christ to be about our Heavenly Father's business. It is high time for us to come from beyond the four walls of the church and be about our Heavenly Father's business, because people are dying every day. And it is serious. It's vital. The enemy is having a field day. He's loving it, because the body of Christ, not all, some that are in the body of Christ are not doing their part by doing actual street ministry, going out into the streets, using God's word, letting God's word speak through you, through the Holy Spirit, that would prick their hearts to the point that they would confess the Lord Jesus Christ with their own mouth, and they would ask to be saved in his name. And that's what it's all about. So the body of Christ, it's high time that we truly be about our Heavenly Father's business, because, again, a lot of people are leaving this world, even today, while they were yet spiritually blind. They never even knew that they had a God purpose. Therefore, that they were not able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth for God's glory. So therefore, they go to the grave, not being saved and not fulfilling their God purpose. And the body of Christ, I blame the body of Christ today for a lot of this. Why? Because some in the body of Christ have too many hidden motives and agendas. Too many in the body of Christ today want the spotlights to be on them or their ministry. That's not what it's about. When you are a faithful, committed, humble doer of God's word, you are trying to be pleasing to God and not man. You are trying to do what God called you to do. And that should be all of our aim, our goal, and our purpose, is to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So don't you want to hear God say unto you when you stand before him in that day, the day of judgment, don't you want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? When people laughed at you, when people talked about you and scandalized your name and criticized you and talked about you falsely for my name's sake, you still stood the test. You still went out in holy boldness into the streets, and you still declared the word of God. And because of that, many souls were saved. Many backsliders came back to the fold. And the body of Christ was strengthened and built up and edified because you were not afraid. You went out standing on God's word. You took the Lord with you because you know that he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said that he will be with us everywhere we go and that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. And he cares for those that are still spiritually blind. So that's why it's vital that we start being about our Heavenly Father's business today, church, body of Christ. It's time for the rest of us to join in with those that are actually doing street ministries, whether it's an individual or a corporate body of believers that are actually doing street ministry. It is high time for us to join them and do what God has called for us to do, and that is to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while the blood is still running warm in their veins, while they have a chance to call on the name of Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. That's what it's about. Because God do not dwell in people that they leave this earth, and he know that their eternity is going to be, their soul is going to spend eternity in hell. That is not God's desire, nor neither was it his plan from the beginning. But because of sin, that's what brought all of this about. Sin brought about death. But we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, and the final Adam, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God that he said that we can do greater works. And that's what he was talking about when he said that he was about to leave to go back to be with his Father after fulfilling his purpose on earth by dying for you and for me, by shedding his own blood on the cross, that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. We thank God for Jesus Christ on today. So that's why he said in his word that greater works that we shall do. And part of the greater works that he was talking about is street ministry. Battle in the streets. Again, this is a spiritual battle. Again, do not try to go out there on your own without the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. Because if you do, you're going to mess up. You're going to make things worse. And possibly someone that could have been saved may not ever get saved because you failed to be led by the Holy Spirit when you went out to do street ministry. Because the enemy is not playing games. Again, the enemy, Satan, the father of lies, he is not playing games. But I am so grateful that God is not playing games either. See, the enemy, he has limited power. He can only do so much. He can only do what God allows him to do. But God has all power, even over the enemy. See, the enemy thinks he has have all power over God. No, he has it twisted. We who are saved in Jesus' name, that we know that all power and authority is in that wonderful name, Jesus, Jesus Christ, the great one who died for you and for me, so that we will be able to be redeemed back to God through his shedding of his blood on the cross for you and for me. Thank God for Jesus Christ. So, body of Christ, I pray that we come on one accord and do what we have been commissioned to do and commanded to do from God himself through his word, and that is to go into the highways, into the hedges, into the streets, and do battle, street ministry. That's what it's all about. That's where we are today. And people of God, when we do come across individuals and God leads us to them in the streets, as we do street ministry, that's why we read chapter 7 in the book of Matthew. Judge not. Don't go out there trying to judge people that the Lord leads you to and think you're better than someone that's not saved in Jesus' name, or because the word of God tells us that whatever that situation is that individual has that they're dealing with that is not of God, if you're not careful, God can take that off of them and put it on you. What did you say, Brother Brown? That's what the word of God said. If you're not careful, if I'm not careful, if we're going out there judging individuals that are not saved in Jesus' name, whether it's within the four walls of the church or actually doing street ministry, it don't matter where you are. If you're actually judging people and asking God to forgive you from doing that and asking to help you not to do it again, because if you don't stop doing it, you continue to do it, keep on judging people, then whatever that issue is that the person that you're trying to, supposed to be leading them through the word that they can come to know Jesus Christ, whatever that issue is, God said in his word that he can take it off of them and put it on you or even me. So we don't want to go down that road. We want to be faithful doers of God's word. So it's very vital. It's very necessary. This is serious, people of God. The enemy, again, has no shame. He is still doing what he does. He is still going around killing, stealing, and devouring. He is still separating families, communities, marriages, ministries, nations. He is on his job. That's what he does. But what about the body of Christ? What are we doing today beyond the four walls of the church? After you have given God praise, glory, and honor, let's do his name, which we are supposed to do as a corporate body of believers, even as individuals. We are told that we are to go and we are to assemble ourselves together in the household of God, the household of faith, giving God worship, glory, and honor and praise because of who he is and what he has done for us. And then we're supposed to get the word from our man or woman of God. After we receive the word, then we should take that word, after God has spoken to our spirits, take that word into the streets. Take that word into your home. Take that word on your job. Take that word on your neighborhood. Take that word to those that you know that don't like you, those that are lying on you or trying to set you up to fail. Take that same word and apply it to them as God has given it to you through the Holy Spirit of God and not of your flesh. So, again, we are talking about body of Christ. It's time to do battle in the streets, street ministry, part two. So I pray that someone has received this word on tonight. I pray that this word has been a blessing to someone on tonight, that if you have failed to do street ministry in the past, after hearing this word on tonight, through God's word, not through me, but through God's word, that you would do your part and do street ministry. Because sometimes it only takes one. Because sometimes we see in life that 10,000 people can say no to you. But if only one, it only takes one, that one yes can make all the difference in the world. So the same thing applies to our Christian walk. We can walk past 10,000 people and introduce them to Jesus Christ, and all of them refuse to accept him. But if we can walk across and accept and receive one person that accept Jesus Christ, then I will work for the Lord while doing street ministry will not be in vain. So that's what it's all about. And that sums it all up. I'm not going to add anything to it. I'm not going to try to take anything away from it. I'm going to leave it right there and let the Lord deal with you on this matter, the conclusion of the whole matter regarding this subject, street ministry. What are you doing today, Christian? Are you doing your part to give God glory by doing street ministry? And street ministry also includes going to the nursing homes, the hospital, the jails, the prisons, the youth detention centers, the shelters where battered women are and battered children, those that are being bullied, those that are dealing with hate crimes. Those are battles, and this is where the body of Christ needs to be. We need to be on our job, Christians. We need to come together and be on one accord and stand on God's word in holy boldness. Because when we do that, then we know that God is fighting for us. And we don't have to worry about what people say. We don't have to worry about how they look at us. You just do what God told you to do and stand on his word in holy boldness, knowing that God has your back. God has my back. So I'm not afraid. I have holy boldness. I'm not bragging. And I know that there's a lot of listeners, not only me, that stand in holy boldness and declare God's word in holy boldness, knowing that God promised that he will take care of us. And he said that vengeance is mine. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. So I pray, if you have not been doing street ministry, pray. I can't say it enough. Pray. And ask God to lead you to the right place in the street to do street ministry, whereby he will be glorified as souls are being drawn to Jesus Christ because you planted a seed, and then someone else came behind you and they watered that seed. And then in the end, God gives the increase. So we thank God for the souls that are going to be saved through the body of Christ, through the vessels that are actually going to get up and start doing street ministries after hearing this word on tonight, that God will be glorified. That's my prayer for you and for me on tonight. So that's the word for tonight. And again, I pray that it has been received in love, and I pray that you examine yourself and see where you are as far as doing street ministry. Not your sister, not your brother, not your pastor. But what are you doing? Because all it takes is one person to actually get out there and start doing street ministry. And if you get out there and do it and let the Lord lead and guide you, before you know it, you're going to have other people, other Christians, other saints that's going to join in. That's how the Lord works. But we got to start somewhere. But thank God for the ones that are actually doing street ministry now. But more need to join in, because it is too many people dying and leaving this world, going to hell. And then souls are going to spend eternity in hell because somebody did not do their part by fulfilling the great commission of God by going to the streets doing actual street ministry. That's the word for tonight. Let the Lord speak to your heart on this subject and on this matter, that he will be glorified through you and through me, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, again, I pray that you would have received this word, and I pray that it has been a blessing to someone, and that your spiritual eyes have become open, and that you're going to come out of your flesh and do not care who know your business about your life in the past. Just know that you are reminded, remind yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord that you are saved. You may have done this or that or the other while you was in the world. We all have, even those that are saved in Jesus' name, including me. Yes, we have done some things that we're not pleased with and God is not pleased with. But because we are saved in Jesus' name and we ask God to forgive us of our sin, now we can actually be used by God to fulfill our God purpose in the earth by doing what he called for us to do, not only in the street ministry, but any other area that God is using you, that he has ordained and appointed for your life for such a time as this, that he will be glorified and pleased with you in your life, and that your life and my life and our living would not be in vain, but that God would be glorified. That's what it's all about. I pray that God be blessed and receive this word on tonight, knowing that it's through his power that I tried to bring this word as the Lord led me, that it can be received. And I pray that, again, that you search your heart, search your mind, and ask God to help you to actually get out there and do what he called for you to do in these last and evil days, that more souls can be saved in Jesus' name. Well, I want to thank all of you, the listeners that faithfully tunes in every Thursday and every Saturday night to this ministry, and that's what this is. This is a ministry. This is not about me. This is not about any guests. This is about the word of God. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about the word of God that pricks our hearts to the point that as we speak as vessels, as servants and ambassadors of Jesus Christ, that people that are spiritually blind can come in and be saved in Jesus' name. So continue to do what God has called you to do. Continue to be a faithful, committed, humble doer of God's word, and not just a hearer only. I want to pray for you, the listeners, on tonight, and let you know that I do keep you all in my prayers. As I always say, and it's the truth, God knows. I do not know who you are. I do not know where you are. But God knows who you are and exactly where you are. And he knows exactly what you stand in need of. So my prayer for you is that you continue to be faithful, a faithful, committed, humble doer of God's word, knowing that what God has for you, it is for you. And can't nobody else take it. As long as you continue to be faithful to God and hold on to God's unchanging hand as you hold on to your faith in God, knowing that with God all things are possible to them that believe. And because of that, we know that he promised that no weapon, even while we're doing street ministry, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That's the word. We're going to go into prayer on tonight for the listeners. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to give you praise, glory, and honor. Well, who you are, we thank you for this word on tonight that went forth. I pray, Lord, that it has been received in love, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of every listener, and Father, that have heard this word, and they know without a doubt that they are not fulfilling your great commission. But I pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds and lead them to the point, Heavenly Father, they would come out of self, and they would actually get into stand on holy boldness and go out into the streets and do what you have called for each one of us to do. And that is your great commission, and that is compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name. So I pray, Lord, that you would touch every heart that that is not doing what you have called us to do in this area, that we will be actually led by your spirit to
to the point that we actually start doing street ministry beginning and starting on today, because we know that Jesus Christ, your son, is soon to come again. Time is not as long as it has been, and we know that the enemy is still roaring like a roaring lion in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. But we know that we have all power in the name of Jesus. We have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ, even in the streets while we're doing street ministry, because we know that you have our back. And you said that vengeance is yours, and you said that no one touch not my anointed and do your prophet no harm. So we stand on your word, Lord. We know that you are not a man that you shall lie. And we know that you're a faithful God. You keep your promise, and you have no respect of persons. So we ask that you would go with us and go before us as we do street ministry in battle, spiritual battle in the streets. That you be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And, oh God, that you would continue to bless each listener and continue to use them to spread this word about this worldwide ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, as we continue to move forward and go higher and higher in you through this worldwide ministry, as you lead and guide us through your Holy Spirit and through your word. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. All the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, that's our ministry word for tonight. I pray that it has been received in love on tonight. And that's all I have to give for tonight. And so until the next time, remember that God loves you. I love you, too. This coming Saturday, Pastor Norman King will be bringing the word. Do not forget to tune in at 6:30. Minister Sharon Rambis' show, Up Under My Direction, Ministry Impossible, will be this coming Saturday at 6:30. His show is titled Ministry Impossible. And this is Bishop James A. Jennings, armor bearer, our bishop and shepherd and pastor, his armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rambis' show titled Ministry Impossible, on this coming Saturday, August 25th at 6:30. And then also at 8 o'clock, Pastor Norman King from Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing the word on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. I pray that you were blessed by the word. Continue to stand on God's word, knowing that we have all power in Jesus' name. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until then, we're going to do what? Continue to give God praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
I give you praise.